Praise the Lord, everybody. I was sitting there at work, and I got a text message from Brother Paul Runyon. He was like, here's my text and title. Sorry about you, but you're next week. He said, okay. I said, but you can preach tonight if you want. He kept ignoring me and tried calling him. Said he was busy. It's probably why his grass hasn't been cut yet. But it's so great to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Give honor to Pastor and First Lady. Give honor to my beautiful wife and my beautiful daughter, Viv. Greatest blessings. Give thanks to my parents for raising me up in this truth. Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord today. Would not be here without him. While you're standing, if we can turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 15, and we'll chapter 15 of Luke, verse 1. While you're getting there, I'd like to say what a powerful service we had on Sunday. And there will never be another service like that. Luke 15, and it starts with verse 1, and it reads like this. Then draw near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And then he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And then he cometh home and he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. We could lay our Bibles down. We can close our eyes. Let's lift up our hands to the Lord. Let's lift up our voices to heaven. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory and honor. We give honor where honor is due today, Jesus. Lord, you shed innocent blood for me. Lord, bless this service. Bless us today, God. Prick our hearts. Restore our minds, our salvation, Jesus. Lord, you're the heaven in my life. You're the greatest creator. Lord, we give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. This is a familiar passage of Scripture. People can quote it who don't even go to church. But I want us to remember that all of heaven rejoices after one sinner repents. We love how he'll leave the 99 to find the one, but we never talk about how heaven rejoices when he finds that one sinner and they repent back to the Lord. I've come with a word tonight. I felt it so strong in my spirit on Sunday, and I can feel it tonight. Tonight, we need to start making heaven rejoice. Every day. Every day. With the help of the Holy Ghost, I'd like to speak to you on this simple topic. If I can just get one more. If I can just get One more. I didn't come tonight with deep theology. I didn't come with a fancy Greek or Hebrew message. I came with a burden. And God dropped it in my spirit, and I can't shake it. If I can just get one more, I'm not talking about another one more $100 bill or another $20 bill. I'm not talking about another service. I'm not talking about another shout. We love to shout. We love to dance. But I'm talking to you about another soul, a lost soul, a prodigal daughter, a backslider, an addict, a bound soul. Somebody that hell has marked, but God still wants. If I can just get one more to this altar, one more into the water in Jesus' name, one more filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Somebody shout, one more. There was a man named by Desmond Doss. He joined the United States Army in April 1942 after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. He couldn't stand by while seeing his loved ones go on off to war. He was compelled to do something, but he didn't want to fight, shoot, or kill. In fact, convicted by his religious belief, he was a pacifist. So why on earth would a pacifist join the military? He became a medic to save people. In May of 1945, Japanese troops were defending the last barrier preventing a potential Allied invasion of their homeland. The United States at Okinawa were furiously attempting to take the Maeda Escarpment, intimidating rock face that they called Hacksaw Ridge. Soldiers would climb up a 400-foot enormous wall with a rope ladder to go to war with the Japanese, many of them not making it out alive. It was on May 5th that the United States secured the top of the ridge, only to be shocked by the Japanese counterattack, an attack that forced the United States to retreat down the ridge to the bottom. As less than a third of the soldiers made it down the ridge, there was one soldier that refused to leave. Desmond Doss, without a weapon, he trudged back across the ridge looking for a fallen soldier. A soldier with no legs he carried back to the ridge, lowering him down to the bottom. Another soldier shot in the knee he dragged to the ridge, lowering him down as well. After each rescue, he would pray, "Lord, help me get one more." When you walk into church, maybe on a Sunday or a Tuesday, you may not notice, but there are wounded soldiers sitting in every single seat. As Christians in God's army, we go to war every single day against the enemy. We find ourselves beaten, bloodied, our helmets falling off our heads as we absorb another blow to the enemy. The typical consequences of war, often this leads to us limping across the battlefield of sin until we are completely and utterly exhausted with no hope of rescue. The blood-soaked field is the direct result of man's sin. We continue to try to right our own wrongs and take matters in our own hands. How many of us try to take matters in our own hands and look where they took us? Down a path we didn't want to go. Or fix ourselves with a variety of self-help books or podcasts. The result, we are hopeless, helpless, and left dead in our own sin. Covered in our own blood and unable to save ourselves, we have no choice but to call out in desperation, "Who will help me from this body of death?" This was the call of the soldiers on Hacksaw Ridge. "Help, please help. Desmond, help." One by one, Desmond Doss rescued 75 men that had been left for dead at the top of Hacksaw Ridge. Some of them were even Japanese soldiers. His passionate love for his fellow man and his sacrificial perseverance helped the Americans take Hacksaw Ridge and capture Okinawa. Days later, Doss was severely wounded, ended his time in the United States War. But I come to tell you, it's time to stop retreating. And we need to go after the wounded and the hurting. Show them the love of the Father. If we can just get one lost sinner, if we can just get one dying in sin, if we can just get one more soul to heaven, it'll make heaven rejoice. Who wants to make heaven rejoice today? In Mark 16, 15 through 18, it reads like this, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. That's not a suggestion, it's a command. The early church didn't have programs, buildings, or lights, but they had passion for the lost. They didn't wait for the sinner to come to them. They went to the cities, the homes, and the highways. They turned their world upside down. The problem isn't that the world isn't too dark, it's that the church won't shine anymore. The world isn't too dark, it's that the church won't shine anymore. We are the light of the world today, but we're hiding in our four walls. Hear me today. We are not saved to sit. You are saved to serve. You're not just delivered to dance. You're delivered to help deliver others. Who have you witnessed to this week? Who have you invited to church? Who have you prayed for in the grocery store? Who are you weeping over in your prayer? The time is short. The harvest is ready, but there are too few workers. We don't have time to wait. Every day, every hour, and every minute matters. The urgency of the hour compels us to reach the lost, and the one more could be the difference between salvation and eternal separation from God. If I can just get one more, the fields are ready. But are you willing to be a witness? I don't want my neighbor to go to hell. I don't want my coworker to go to hell. A place of torment, gnashing of teeth, words your friends or family members don't want to hear. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Are you willing to lay down time to teach a Bible study? We are called to go into all the world to preach the gospel. If I can just get one more soul saved, it'll be worth it all. Church, we're called to reach. This message isn't just for preachers only. It's for moms and dads reaching their children. It's for saints reaching their neighbors, young people reaching their schools, elders reaching their communities. It's a lifestyle. Saving souls should be a lifestyle. By nature, it should. Soul winning is not just a ministry, it's a mandate from God. Proverbs 11:30, he that winneth souls is wise. Who wants to be wise today? So what can you do? You can hand out a church card. You can share your testimony. Invite someone to church. Pray for a name until they're sitting next to you at your seat. Because you never know that one becomes the next preacher, the next worship leader, or the next minister, or the next missionary. Church, tonight is the night that we need to get one more. Come on, church. Tonight is the night we need to get one more. your testimony can reach more than just a sermon. Because when you have that real encounter with God from your trial and your test, it becomes a testimony. Things can happen. If we can just get one more today, church. The fields are ready and white, but the laborers are few. I want to be a laborer today in the house of the Lord. Anybody else want to be a laborer in the house of the Lord today? Laborers are willing to sacrifice. Are you ready to sacrifice some time? It may get ugly at times. It may get discouraging at times because us, we go door knocking on a couple Saturdays, the outreach team, and we go door to door. We put the pamphlet on their door or on their welcome mat, and we never see them, but we're planting a seed. It may be taking an hour and a half to 2 hours out of our time, but it's worth it. It's worth it to go out and to put a pamphlet on someone's door to just plant a seed. Planting a seed is worth it all. If we can just get one more, church, if we can be like Desmond Doss, laying down his pride and just, oh, I don't want to die today. No, he went out and fought to try to save his friends, even if it was the enemy that he lowered down. He was willing to lay aside and help that was needing. Help is what this world needs. Your neighbor needs help. Your coworker needs help. They are a soul today. All of heaven rejoices when one sinner repenteth. Sometimes we come in here and we see someone get the Holy Ghost and baptized. Some of us rejoice and some of us just sit there. Not trying to be harsh or anything, but it's true. We just see it as good for them. Good for them. But all of heaven rejoices when one sinner repents. That's what we need to do. We need to get behind them, congratulate them, pray for them each and every day. Because we all struggle, you know. When we got baptized and got filled with the Holy Ghost, what were you doing the next day? Probably doing what you were doing the following day. Sinning again. That's why we need to pray for our brothers and our sisters. Today is not a day to just sit there. Today is a day of action. If we can just get one soul back to heaven, if we can just plant a seed, that seed can bring forth fruit. It can bring forth light into the church. You never know that one seed that you plant. That visitor can become our next preacher, our next missionary, our next worship leader. Even though Sister Lexi, you'll have to fight her for it. She's pretty harsh to work with. Timing is key with her. If you don't got timing, I'm sorry about you. You're not cut out for this. Our next worship leader, our next missionary, our next pianist, our next drummer. We get tired too. Our musicians, we get tired. I don't know about Bri yet, but we want to get down there and worship too. Sometimes we can get off, but You know, sometimes it does disrupt the service, but if it's Lord willing, things will happen. In Revelation 22 and 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Today we stand at a crossroad. The world is full of people who are thirsty for the truth of God. There are millions who need what we have in Jesus. But it all starts with you and me saying, if I can just get one more. If we can just get one more. One more prayer. One more invitation. One more opportunity. Today we need to make it personal. Is there someone you know who needs Jesus? Do you feel the burden in your heart for that one? Will you answer the call? It's a mandate from heaven to go out to the highways and the byways and compel them to come into the church. It's not time to sit on our do-nothings. It's time to get dirty and be a servant. If we could all stand as musicians come quickly. It's a mandate today. If I can just get one more. Desmond Doss was willing to lay aside. He didn't have to enlist, but he enlisted because he wanted to do something different. Some of us in here, we need to start doing something different. We get in this routine of just coming to church, leaving, greeting, drinking our coffee and eating our bagels, and then coming in here and clapping our hands and singing a song. But are we engaging? Are we putting forth effort to even just get another soul? These altars are open today. Let's close our eyes for just a second. Just think of someone in your family, a friend or a coworker, that needs the touch of the Lord, that needs to know Him for who He is. There is a soul that needs saved, a soul that needs witness to. If we can just get one more, it'll be worth it all.